from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Scratch the rink outside the Mountjoy Arena from the list of city-owned outdoor rinks opening tomorrow. Ice at that one didn't bond well to the ground, causing air pockets. So city workers will start over again, possibly in a different location on the property. City Clerk Steph Palmiter says measures are being taken to make sure the unsafe rink isn't used.
We're either going to go and strip it with a loader, or we're going to put some sand on it so you can't skate on it, just to make sure, because we don't want anyone to get hurt on that surface.
Appropriate weather willing, Palmiter hopes the rink can open sometime next week. The rinks at Roy Nicholson Park and the Hollinger Skate Path will open tomorrow. At the Hollinger, the trailer operated by the Timmins Community Park Association will be open from 5 until 9 in the evening. President Mark Rogers says whether it opens all weekend depends on available volunteers, of which she's looking to recruit more.
Retired folks or students that need volunteer hours or what have you. We're also currently looking for a few more board members. So we're on that recruitment phase right now.
If you're interested in being a board member or helping out at the skate path, you can sign up on the TCPA Facebook page. Federal Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre was campaigning for the next election last night in Timmins. At a town hall in the round event, he told a couple hundred party members that he will turn hurt into hope and defend northern communities by axing the carbon tax. He said local New Democratic MP Charlie Angus wants to triple the tax. While the minority Liberal government could fall at any time, the next election date is as late as October 20th, 2025. There are some answers why the LCBO's website and app weren't working yesterday. Both are now operational. Officials confirm an unauthorized party embedded malicious code on its website. It might have obtained customer information during checkout, including credit card data and email addresses, between last Thursday and Tuesday. The liquor retailer recommends anyone who started or finished payments for orders on the website during that time to monitor credit card statements for suspicious activity. The app was not affected. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.